Sources say that Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks are discussing his future right now. His agent, according to ESPN, is meeting with the Bucks brass, trying to decide, quote, whether the best fit is staying or moving elsewhere. A resolution to the talks is expected in the coming weeks. Good Karma Brand's Telly Hughes, Emmy award-winning journalist, is with us with some perspective this afternoon. Telly, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
No problem, John. And I know this story all too well because, believe it or not, I was with the Bucks. I was the sideline reporter the year that Giannis was drafted. So to see where Giannis came from, to see where we are today is simply just astonishing to me.
As I talk upstairs to people before we came down to do the show and we share space with ESPN, the overwhelming emotion seems to be sadness and a realization that there is a good chance that Giannis won't be here for the long term. What is your reaction as you digest this, Telly?
I know PR talk, and I spent 10 years in the NBA and seeing the inner workings of how it goes. And to me, this is something that pretty much was going to play out if the Bucks did not get off to a good start, meaning I'm sure that John Horst and Doc Rivers made Giannis some promises that they haven't been able to fulfill. And if Giannis was on the fence about continuing to be in Milwaukee during the offseason or looking elsewhere, he was probably persuaded to come back, and these are the things we're going to do. We're going to put championship pieces around you. And if you have listened to Giannis from day one, his main goal is winning championships. And at this point, his loyalty is leaning more towards winning championships than the Milwaukee Bucks. And you look at this year's roster and the way that they've been playing and how much they've been losing, and they have been at full strength pretty much for the most part. Kevin Porter Jr. is the only one that has been missing for most of the season. And you are at full strength and you look around and you still can't get wins. This is not the championship vision that Giannis had going into this season. And I think that it's kind of like, okay, maybe we can start looking elsewhere if I'm still trying to win championships, because I don't feel like it's going to happen here. And this is really bad throughout the locker room, because if your leader doesn't think he has the pieces to win a championship here, what's that saying about me? That's saying that, okay, he doesn't have confidence in me that I can help him win a championship. So this reverberates throughout the locker room in such tremendous ways.
Wow, so disappointing. Telly, can you take us through, if Giannis is traded to the Knicks, what would that look like? How, step by step, how would that happen?
If you need a model of how a superstar is traded, you could just go back to Carmelo Anthony when he was traded from Denver to the New York Knicks. And it was the biggest trade at that time in NBA history. It involved between 14 and 16 players, and it was three teams involved. And so that is what you're hearing today, are Giannis's representatives meeting with the Bucks brass. These are the things that they are trying to discuss. What would be the best case scenario for both parties? And if the Knicks are able to come up with a package to land them there, so be it. But a lot of times, and especially when you're talking about the Knicks and their payroll already, there may have to be a third team involved in order for that to happen.
Telly, we all heard the rumors that the Knicks were talking to the Bucks before the season started, but today ESPN insider Brian Windhorst is reporting that Giannis requested a trade to the Knicks before the season started. Now, that's one guy reporting it, but you know Windhorst. He's a respected NBA insider. He says that the Giannis camp asked for the trade, and that the Bucks basically worked on it for 2 weeks with the Knicks, couldn't work it out, were able to talk Giannis off the ledge, which you alluded to earlier, and bring him back. That really makes me sad. if Giannis actually proactively asked for the trade before the season started. Does that part surprise you?
So, because he's always had an affinity for New York, and I was there in the early days when Giannis was just starting to become Giannis. And after the Bucks would play the Knicks, there would be at least 1,500 Greek fans of Giannis in New York. They've always shown him so much love. So that part doesn't surprise me, because that's the part that a lot of fans, don't get to see, that I got a chance to see and see it live. Like, Giannis would come out, and again, there at least be 1,500, Greek Knicks / Giannis fans, and they would sing the Greek national anthem, and they would like party. And I mean, it was so festive. That meant everything to him. You thought Hugh Jackman was a big deal at Cops yesterday. When Giannis would go to Madison Square Garden, that's how big of a deal it is for, his fellow Greek fans. So that part doesn't surprise me. And for Giannis, I know he wants to be in a championship situation. And so the Knicks, they're not that far away, made it to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. And so Giannis is staying true to something he has always said, and that is he wants to win championships. And the part that Bucks fans don't want to hear is the fact that that may not happen in Milwaukee.
Oh, I fear you're right about that, but that could be the reality that we're dealing with. He's Emmy award-winning journalist Telly Hughes. Always great stuff, Telly. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great show, guys.